Because he lives. We'll take our offering. I can face tomorrow. Because he lives. Oh, fear is gone. Because I know. The life is worth the living just because he lives. God's inside. Oh, we call him Jesus. He came to life. Forgive, he bled and died to buy my pardon. And if the grave is there to prove, oh, he lives because he lives. I can face tomorrow. I'll fight the whole way with my Lord and the night. And then his way to victory, I'll sing light of glory for glory. I know, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. I can face tomorrow. Oh, he lives. The fear is gone because I know. He owes my future. Just as he promised, he would say, to be buried blind on the same time they say, and Christ in me is there. I can face anything tomorrow. Because though my fear is gone, I know. And life is worth the living just because he lives.
Last week, Lord, and over the last years, you've been watching over us. Lord, even as we bring these tithes and offering in obedience Amen. To thy word, we ask this morning that you would open the windows of heaven, Lord.
Amen.
Firstly, Father, to fill our souls with heavenly blessings, and then provide for all our needs, O God. We commit them to you, and we ask that you continue, Lord, to watch over us this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's sing that song while the children come. I'm gonna stay. Oh, I will stay where the devil can. I'm gonna stay. Oh, I'm gonna stay. Oh, I will stay. Amen.
And that's the only hope
for you and me.
He lives, I can face tomorrow because he lives.
Amen. Let's sing that chorus while Brother Greg comes. I'm gonna stay. I'm gonna stay right. Oh, I will stay. Oh, I'm gonna stay. Oh, I will stay where the devil can do me. I'm gonna stay. I'm gonna stay right.
God bless you, saints.
Amen.
Last time I gave testimony, I took almost all service, so this time I will try to be really short. I know a few months ago, maybe.
Amen.
me and Amen. My sister, we ask church to pray for my mother because she has some trouble with the weaknesses we all have. And on top of that, last 2 years, maybe 4 years, my grammy, her mother, lives with her, so she have to be a full-time worker and a full-time nurse. And it's tough. And my mommy, she said she will do it, because one day she will give a promise to my grammy, she will not give her away to the nursing home. So one day I called my mommy and I asked her, like, how are you? And she said, she make decision in her heart, she just want to give her life to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And she said she don't know how. And my mommy, she's a strong Catholic, and my grammy, she's a strong Catholic as well. You see, last time I look at the floor, but this time I look at you. I'm sorry. So my mommy was like very hard time, and I asked her, because Sophia, she's here now, Aaron, she's here, and I asked her, like, do you want to come visit us? And she said, Greg, look, you see, before one day I was going to go holiday with my mother, and she said, look, Grammy, she's sick, I can't go. The tickets was bought, everything was bought, and she didn't go because of my Grammy. So she said, look, if I don't have anyone to leave Grammy with, I'm not coming. I said, look, the grandchildren, they are here. So just come and see them. She said, no, Greg, I can't. So then she asked my brother. I said, she asked, look, can you come for a week? Take a week holiday, which he don't have much left. No. Can you take care of the Grammy? He said, yeah, no problem. So you just go and see the grandchildren. So she came, and then she said, Greg, look, if I'm there, I really would like to go to the church you're going. Because you just say nice things about this, and I see by your life it helps you a lot. So I just want to go and see and maybe talk to the pastor. Maybe he can help me. And I said, yeah, it could be great. So when she was here, she had a good time. She spent time with the grandchildren. And I was talking to my brother in the meantime. I was talking to my brother. I said, how's Grammy? He said, She's not good, you know. She have this. She have so many diseases. Would be quicker to tell what she don't have, rather she don't have. She haven't. She was very bad. But he said, look, I'm praying for her. I'm claiming her under the blood of the Lamb. And he said one thing. Look, Rick, I was actually surprised, because I was sitting with her. She was a little cranky and whatever. And he played the message. I don't know which message he played, and he was just sitting her, she was sitting beside, and he said, look, Greg, I was surprised. She was actually asking questions. And my brother totally answered this, whatever this. So she said, oh, I was thinking by going to Catholic church, you are saved and you will go to heaven. And my brother tried to explain to her by prophet's message. So then he prayed for her. Then another day he put another message, and he said, look, Greg, I was surprised. She was actually listening. And she was like, and my brother kind of told her, you know, about the baptism, the real, only one true baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. And my grammy, she said, like, oh, and she said, I would like to get baptized, but I'm old and I'm very weak. And my brother just, you know, tried to pray for her and do everything he can. So then my mommy was here. She had a great time. Brothers helped her very much. And she said in Poland, now she don't know how, but she will try her best. And one day she believes she will come back here, and pastor, by grace of God, will baptize her here.
Amen.
And then I believe when my brother was there, I just want to say about perfect God's plan. God's plan is perfect, because he allowed my mommy to come here. Met Jesus, and in the same time my brother come to Poland and to testify to my Grammy. And my Grammy, she was very close to us, because when parents was working, we was little, she was like our mother for a long time. She cooked for us, she raised us, and last Monday she passed away. She fell asleep. I believe she fell asleep, she didn't die. She fell asleep, and one day we will all meet her. So just please pray for my mommy, because she need this. She need prayer. And I just would like to say thank you, because God is good, and God have his own perfect plan. So sometimes maybe if you think that person I know, it's no maybe chance for her, maybe God have different plan. Never give up. Pray for that person, because maybe in the last week of that person's life, God will put everything in the one point. You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised that that person, like how that person can be saved. God have perfect plan. God create a big fish 70 years before Jonah was put to the... Everything have own time, and God's plan is perfect plan. So I just want to say God bless you and thank you for your praise.
Hallelujah. Amen. I think, sister, we'll get the sisters to sing before you come. You can come down. Amen. But it's interesting, because the brother is on fire for the Lord, but we who've been here for a long time, it's like, is he talking nonsense? But it's a condemnation, and God will use that to judge us. It'll really convict us. Amen. We should be in tears with the brother for that. Amen. So the sisters who are coming to sing, if they could come, wonderful. Amen. Who's coming to sing? Sister, can you give your testimony? Sister Lydia, maybe. Sorry.
I don't. This is working. Amen. Lord Jesus, please help me to say thank you to you, Lord. You see, when I was growing, it was so many ambitions in me, and somehow happened for my life that I have to go through such a depression that sometimes I don't understand, but don't feel sorry for me. I don't know where I would be today if it's not for this word.
Amen.
So anytime you see me crying, you don't have to feel sorry for me. But maybe it's hard sometimes to understand me, you know, but sometimes I would just wish to be happy, just to be happy, like Brother was preaching yesterday. He said, just be happy, you know.
Hallelujah. And
sometimes somebody can look at me and say, but why this is this not happy? One brother one day, he told me, sister, you have to go through certain things in your life so that you would be able to understand certain people. And I never understood what he was saying, because that time, like, I was maybe married for 1 or 2 years, and one day I heard one sister in church, she was saying some testimony how she was kind of going through a very difficult time in her life, some kind of depression and things, and I was saying in my heart, but how is possible that believer can go through something like that? And I was saying, how is possible that this sister is saying something like this? I really don't understand. And this testimony somehow, it's been with me for a long time. But what I want to say, I promised to the Lord that I would like to say thank you to him, because one day I stood up and I said thank you for the life of William. And another day I stood up and I said thank you for what the Lord did for Tabitha's hips. And when Jonathan was born, I was saying that when he's about 3 months, I will say the testimony. And on Tuesday, he will be 4 months or something like that, Monday or Tuesday. And I said, Lord, I would just wish to do what I promised to do, that I would say that testimony. And I want to be thankful because sometimes even very small things in our eyes, like one little thing I will say, I so much desire that he would be born during the weekend, and it happened. And even for Adam, I want to say that many times somehow happens that he would hurt his head. But now I said, Lord, no, it's enough now, because I don't want that would happen anymore. And although it happened a couple times, I believe that the Lord takes over. And I just want to say last thing, you know, sometimes it's so interesting how the enemy tries to throw you from one place to another, like from one corner to another. You know, in one corner, he was keeping me for quite a good number of years, telling me you may never be able to hold your baby in your arms. And he was putting that mind into my mind for good number of years. And one day I rang one sister and I told her, sister, how are you doing? And they couldn't have children as well. And now they have son Samuel, this one from Poland, one couple. And now he is trying to throw me into another corner to tell me, look at yourself, you know, you are not even organized person. You don't know even how to plan your life, you know, like one man. He told me one day, oh, how many children you have? One, two, three, you know. And the enemy is trying now to throw me to another corner, you know. But I'm so thankful that that the Lord is there and you are there as well. Many of you are my angels, and I'm so thankful. And if you see me crying, it's have patience with me, you know, and I believe that it will change.
Amen. Hallelujah, He's an answering God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, He's an answering. He answers all my prayers when I pray in Jesus' name. Then by faith the answer came. Hallelujah, He's an answering God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, He's an answering. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, He's an answering. He answers all my prayer when I pray in Jesus' name. In my faith, answer came. Hallelujah, He's an answering. Oh, I prayed in the morning. Hallelujah. Oh, I prayed in the morning. I prayed at noon time. I prayed at the evening time. Oh, we should pray all the time. Help me, Lord, to pray like Jesus. He prayed all the time. Hallelujah, He's an answering. Hallelujah, He's an answering God. Hallelujah, He's an answering God. Oh, hallelujah, He answers all my prayers when I pray in Jesus' name. In my faith, answer again. Hallelujah, He's an answering God. Amen. Sisters can come sing now. There's only one last. There's two. Sister. Sorry, it's up here. I've got two papers. Yes, Sister Susan, Sister Rudo, Sister Julie. My. Was that for today?
Yeah.
Okay. If they waste time, I can sing. Because I have an item to sing. You have to be quick. You snooze, you lose. Amen. Because they're all looking, say, ah. Amen. Sister Shada is there today. Wow. Amen.
Makanaka dinosimudzama makanaka Jesu jamunoda durura inyasha dzenyu mandiri dinosimudzama woko itai zvamunoda mwari durura Shadzenyu kwatiri dino simudza wo dino simudza ma dino simudza ma woko jamunoda dururai nashadzenyu dururai mandi dino simudza ma woko
Zamawoko mwari itai zvamunoda ishe tiurai nyasha dzenyu mandiri ndinosimudza mawoko mwari itai zvamunoda ishe ndaterera taurai Inzwiri nesimba dinosimudza
dinosimudza maoko itai zvamunoda dururai nyasha dzenyu mandiri
ndokupai moyo wangu itai zvamunoda mwari Dururai nyasha dzenyu mandiri Ndokupai moyo wangu Itai zvamunoda ishe Ndaterera taurai Inzwiri nesimba dinosimudza
maoko
Yenzintando yako baba Telu moya wako nkosi Gimi baba Sipaga misa izandla zetu Yenzintando yako baba Telu musa wako nkosi Yiti baba yimi
up our hearts, Lord. Have thine own way, Lord. Pour out your grace, Lord, unto us. We lift up our hearts. Have thine own way.
Fungwa tedu ndasarura moyo yedu itai zvamunona mandiri chadzamisa ishe fungwa tedu mama itai zvoyo yedu baba mandiri dururai mwari mandiri mandiri she mandiri baba mandiri she mandiri mwari sandurai moyo itai she
Amen. Hallelujah. Wonderful. Sad news. One more item. Amen. I just want to sing a song for Brother Greg. Brother, when he was preaching last night, I was really pushed when he was speaking of spiritual astronauts, saying we have something within us. Amen. Amen. I just want to sing it as clear as possible. Spiritual astronauts, you have the power. Dynamics now abide in the control tower. God's church in position, she's ready for orders. The Holy Ghost bids us, we at the end. People lost in sin and shame all dying. Once more he cries, who will I send? Oh, it's the countdown, it's the countdown. Thus saith the Lord, we at the end. Are you ready for an astronomical takeoff? Oh, 1 through 7, keep pressing on. Ephesus through to Laodicea, the movie's on. Faith through to love, stay with the dark. A channel where demon powers are screaming. They're pressing in the hearts of man at self-will. We have the blood applied, are resisting this battle at a higher level, continuous step. Are we spiritual astronauts seeking afar? Searching for the lost, you shining stars. Oh, it's a countdown, it's the countdown. Thus saith the Lord, we at the end. Are you ready for an astronomical takeoff? Oh, 1 through 7, keep pressing on. Ephesus through to Laodicea, the movie's on.
through the life, stay with the dark. Science looks back for its achievements to see what God has done in creation, perverting it from its original estate. The natural man, now he's on shaky ground. The spiritual astronauts always look forwards, onward gazing into God's word. Oh, it's a countdown, it's the countdown. I said the Lord, we at the end. Are you ready for an astronomical takeoff? Oh, one through the seven, keep pressing on. Ephesus through the loud, this year the movie's on. Faith through to love, stay with the dark. Wesley, one of God's great scientists. Luther strove, casting away blindness. Against the church, they were faithful servants. Luther cried, the just shall live by faith. Chemically putting the word of God in its place. Wesley proved by blood we sanctified. Oh, it's a countdown, it's a countdown. Thus saith the Lord, we at the end. Are you ready for astronomical takeoff? Whoa, one through the seven, keep pressing on. Ephesus through the loud, this year the movie's on. Faith through to love, stay with the dark. Now the Wright brothers took man to the air. Pentecost went higher beyond earthly sphere. Now the church can climb higher than ever, beyond creeds, doubts, and all our fears. The deep in man, how it just propels out. All things are possible, you just believe. Oh, it's a countdown, it's the countdown. Thus said the Lord, we at the end. Are you ready for an astronomical takeoff? Oh, one through to seven, keep pressing on. Ephesus, Ephesus through to loud, this year the movie's on. Faith through to love, stay with the dove. Hallelujah. The natural astronaut has something to control him. A radar moves him round, shows him where he's at. The spiritual astronaut has a power deep within. It's the Holy Ghost, the dynamics that's driving him. The seven church ages has already counted out. Jesus calls his bride out with a shout. Oh, it's a countdown, it's the countdown. Thus saith the Lord, we at the end. Are you ready for an astronomical takeoff? Oh, one through to seven, keep pressing on. Ephesus, Ephesus through the loud, you see the movie's on. Faith through to love, stay with the dark. Ephesus, Ephesus through to loud, this year the movie's on. Faith through to love, stay with the dark. Oh, faith through to love, stay with the dark. Amen. Hallelujah, oh. Hallelujah, oh. Hallelujah, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hallelujah, oh, Hallelujah, oh, Hosanna, oh, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hallelujah, oh, we are praising the Lord.
One more time, we are praising the Lord. Oh, we praise Him. Oh, we love you, Lord. We are praising you, Lord. Praising the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Pass me not, O gentle. Oh, Savior, Savior. Calling my Lord, do not pass, Savior, 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 my Lord, Savior, oh, Savior, I humble, humble thou art calling my Lord. Do not pass. Oh, 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 oh. Let me at thy throne of, at thy throne of mercy, my Savior, find a sweet contrition, my Lord. Help my unbelief. Oh, mambo Jesu, oh, tenze, yeah. Mambo, not your mind. Now the spring of my comfort, now the spring of my car, my comfort, my Lord, more than life to me. Oh, am I on earth beside it? Savior, my Lord and Savior.
answered your prayer, saints. And it's your testimony. Has he ever failed you on that? Have you ever sought him from your heart and said, Savior, do not pass me by?
Amen.
And he's failed to meet you right there. Our friends, the Lord is so faithful.
Amen.
I testify of that. He's so faithful. I just wonder how people can live their lives without Jesus in their life. How do you do it? The greatest thing that you can do is accept him.
Amen.
It's give him his place, give him his position. He's so wonderful. He's so faithful. You'll go through trials, like Sister Lydia was saying, but he'll be with you. He'll never allow too much to come upon you. He'll never put upon you more than you're able to bear. Your brother Greg, you may pray for somebody, pray for your grandmother, right till it seems they're just about to die. They've got all these diseases, afflictions. And in that last week, like Brother Joseph was preaching last night, the preciousness of the soul. God will continue to work and God will open doors and move circumstances and situations to prepare that soul for the great beyond. Ah, friends, that's the grace of God. And friends, he's still in that business today. So those who are praying for our children, our relatives, our friends, he's got it all under control. Let's keep claiming them under the token. Let's just keep believing they're our inheritance and he'll do his job. Amen. Want to greet Sister Beulah is with us. God bless you, sister.
Amen.
Our good friend, sister. Amen. Also, Brother Max is asking for prayer. He journeys back to Groningen this week, so please keep him in prayer. He thanks the saints for their faithful prayers. Let's pray before we hand over the word. Father, we give everything into your hands once again. Praying, Lord, that Father, you'd be glorified in the remainder of the service as we come to the main event, Lord.
Hallelujah.
To commune with thee. Amen. Father, the unveiling of Christ. Oh, Father, let there be an apocalypse upon this day. Reveal yourself. Use your servant, Lord. Our brother Max, as you would travel, bless him, Lord. Continue to use him there as a light. Continue to use him as a witness. Father, prosper him in his studies, Lord. Prosper him in all that he does. Grant him favor. Father, before God and before man, we dedicate him to thee and bless the remainder of this service. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
God bless you, Brother
Let's open our Bible. God bless you. Romans chapter 4. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, once again, we want to thank thee for bringing us back into your house, Lord, this morning. And we want to thank you, Lord, for the fellowship of the Holy Spirit among us, your presence in the songs, the testimonies, Lord. And now we've come, Lord, to the time where we want you to speak to us, Lord. Please, Lord, once again, put me aside and take control from the beginning to the end. Speak to your people, Lord. We believe that you'll be quickening your word to our souls, Lord, as we're listening to it. In Jesus Christ's name we ask, amen. Amen. Romans chapter 4, 23, 25. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also. Is that so? 23? Yeah. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Before we sit, we'll read also 1 Peter from verse 2 to 9. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundance mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein you rejoice, you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, you love, in whom thou now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. You may be seated. May God bless his word. I think today we are celebrating one of the greatest days, amen, that ever never happened, the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen. And Paul said that he was raised for our justification, amen. And as you know, justification means you never, when you are justified, God considered you as you never done it. Amen. 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 So, I want to continue with what we were talking about yesterday, because we are speaking about Easter. Amen. Amen. The meaning of the Easter. The prophet said in Future Home, speaking on our justification, he said, notice, the eighth day, Jesus raised for our justification. Amen. 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 Notice the eighth day, Jesus raised for our justification. The eternal King, with the eternal kingdom, to be baptized into to eternal life. Not 7 days, have nothing to do with any of the days. It's speaking of another eternal coming, speaking of in an eternal time, the world that I'm speaking of. And notice, after 50 days, 7 Sabbath from there, again there come another holy convocation. What happened? The Holy Ghost fell on the day of Pentecost, the 7th, or the 8th day. Rather, 8th day fell on the 8th day. Was 7 Sabbath later, exactly after his resurrection. See, it be 7 times that again bring it back around to the first day of the week again. Because Sunday is the first
day of the week. Is that so? And in the week, you got 7 days. So when you come back to Sunday, it's eighth. But you don't say eighth. It becomes first day. But the prophet say, Jesus, on the eighth day, which is Sunday, raised from the dead. Why is bringing this? See, because God gave types. As I told you yesterday, God gave festival seasons to Israel to kept for them to remember about him, about what he has done for them. Festivals, seasons. And he asked them to observe days, months, years. Are you with me? Amen. Then, here the prophet is trying to show the people that now there is another day. Because when you check in all the festivals, God was going about 7 days, seven feasts, 77, that 7 years. Is that so?
Amen.
And then he came here and said, now, he starts introducing something. He said, brother, will you tell me, Brother Branham, you run out of your types, of your numbers. He said, no, I want to bring you something else. Amen?
Amen.
This is when he starts introducing about the eighth day. And he read the scripture in Leviticus. He said, let's go and read it. When they say, let me read it from him now. You might say this to me. Now just feel somebody might say this to me. That now, Brother Branham, what are you going to do now? You've run out of your complete sevens. What are you going to do now? Now, you are a dispensationalist, which I am. I believe that God is too. Notice, you've run out of dispensation types. For if you are going to put something beyond that seventh day, how are you going to get it? Where are you going to now? All right, I'll call your attention to something. See who? See, I ain't out of dispensations. I got another scripture here. And remember, all of it has to be fulfilled, every bit of it. See? Now you say, Brother Branham, you are trying to put something way over yonder, beyond that seventh day. That seventh day, Sabbath. As God made the earth and labored 6 days, and rested the seventh, was only a type of time.
Amen.
Do you catch that?
Amen.
So when God said that he rested the seventh day, it was only a type of time. But I've just said here, we become eternal. So it's no more matter of time. So where is your type now? You said you are a typologist. You've run out of types now. No, I haven't. Let's just find out if we have. Let's go to Leviticus, back in the 23rd chapter of Leviticus. Now, I want you to notice in Leviticus where we was at last Sunday. This is what gives me an idea. Right here, the 23rd chapter of Leviticus, 26th verse. Now remember, there is 7 feast days. The feast of trumpet, the feast of tabernacle, the feast of sheaves waving, all this. There is 7 great feast days. That was only a type of the 7 church ages. And you remember how many Sabbaths there was between one and other? See, 7 Sabbaths between Pentecost and the trumpet, which was 7 church ages. There were 7 feast days that represent the 7 church ages. Keep your number running. Say, well, now, Brother Branham, you've run out. You've got your 7. All right. It's take the feast, the last feast, which is, let's take the last feast, which is the Feast of Tabernacles. Now, notice here in the 31st verse. 7 days shall you offer offerings made of fire unto the Lord. On the 8th day shall be holy convocation. There is another holy time coming. Holy convocation unto you, and you shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And it is a solemn assembly, and you shall do no several work therein. Now, we got a 8th day. Can you say amen?
Amen?
On the 8th day shall be a holy convocation. And Jesus was raised the 8th day for our justification. Can you say amen?
Amen?
This justification of the 8th day is not just that first part of our plan of redemption, justification, sanctification. This is a higher because it's happening in the 8th day. Are you with me? So the 8th day shall be a holy convocation. Now you got an 8th day. There is only 7 days, but here we speak of the 8th day holy convocation. Do not work in it. The 8th day are what? Back to the first day. Why it speaks of eternity. As she rolls around without a stopping place. So, the 8th day, it speaks of eternity. And Jesus rose the 8th day for our justification. So, when we get there, it's not more a problem of time. We are not creatures of time anymore. God is dealing with eternal part of himself. Can you say amen? We become eternal. And eternal means no beginning, no end. And there is only one who is eternal. It's God himself. Zoe. Can you say amen? You see? Then he said this. Notice, sevens. Only to has to do with the old creation, world time, 7 days. That's the millennium, the rest day, as God labored 6 days, rested the seventh day. The church labored 6 days and rest the seventh day. But you are still in time element. I ain't speaking of the eternal. But you see, there is no such as thing as 8 days. You go back to the first day again. See the first day. The Sabbath speaks of the old law, which was to pass away. Amen.
Amen.
The keeping of a Sabbath, which passed away, or I have said, changed to another. It didn't pass away. It just changed from the old law of keeping a certain day of the week. Isaiah, the 19th chapter said, I believe 28:19 said, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little, hold fast to that, what's good, for with stammering lips and another tongues will I speak to these people, and here is the rest. See? So the old Sabbath was the keeping of a day. But when God changed it, when the law passed away, it doesn't mean that he annihilates the law. No. It's still there, but it's changed into something else. From keeping a day to the Holy Ghost. So people must be blessed. Sometimes people fight because they don't catch the thought of God. Can you say amen? When God is speaking something, we must understand and catch what he means. in what he's saying. People today, when they keep they take this quote, some went into the extreme. Say, we are already in the millennium, past the millennium, eternity, and everything is finished. That's an extreme. And others also, they say, no, you are wrong, completely wrong. We are still in time. No, you must be balanced. Are you with me? The prophet is bringing something here. You must catch. He say, we have changed from something to another thing. From a keeping of a day to the Holy Spirit. Amen. You can still keep your Sabbath day today, but it won't make you go to heaven, because the Sabbath today is the Holy Ghost. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen. So he said, you see, you enter into life, not keeping a day or a shadow. Amen. And Jesus, being justified on the eighth, being raised on the eighth day for our justification. God wanted to justify. The one of the meaning of Easter is to justify. To justify you. And to justify, when God speaks about justification, your justification is speaking about your soul. It doesn't have anything with your body. Nothing to do with your spirit. It's about your soul. Why God has to justify you? Because if you are not justified, you'll never have peace. As long as you still remember that I did this, I did that, it will come back to you. It will hinder the experience or your experience with God. It will still keep you downward. You still have guilt. You'll still feel guilty. And guilty is one of the feeling that is very, very bad for the church, for the believers. And Jesus came to pay the price so that you don't have any more guilt. Now, follow me carefully. I want you to catch this. You should not go out of this place and let the devil bring things back to you to keep you down. Guilt is this feeling of condemnation that you wronged someone. You did something wrong somewhere. And if you still have that feeling with you, you'll feel ashamed. And you start running away from the face of God because you feel guilt. That's why Jesus wanted to be sure that he justify you. Amen. And when the prophet said, you never done it. You have never done it to begin with. Amen. He's not lying. Amen. Are you with me? He's not lying. He's telling the truth. Because the Bible said this. Romans chapter 7. From verse 1. Romans 7, verse 1. Know you not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the law, how that the law have dominion over a man as long as he liveth. For the woman which have an husband is bound by the law to her husband so long as he liveth. But if the husband be dead, She's loose from the law of a husband. So then, if while a husband liveth, she be married to another man, she shall be called an adulteress. But if a husband be dead, she is free from that law, so that she is no adulteress, though she be married to another man. Wherefore, my brethren, you also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that you should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead. Once again, can you say amen? We're speaking about his resurrection. So he raised so that we must be justified. Now, he's asking us to be married to the one who is raised. Can you say amen? And if we're speaking about to be married, you know it's about your soul. Your soul is the bride. Is the wife. Can you say amen? He's the woman. And Christ is the man. Do you believe that? And your soul was married before to the old nature. Let me call it self. Can you say amen? Myself. You were married. My husband. Myself. And as long as the man is alive, the woman, the soul, is bound to that man. And everything that that man did, the woman did it. Because they are one. Can you say amen? Oh, I want you to be delivered this morning. I want you to care that you are justified. So you understand why you think that you did it. You didn't do it. It's your husband who are doing it. But because of your husband, you take him for yourself. Can you say amen? It's a confusion. We got confused. We took self as ourselves because we are married, trapped into the first birth through sin. We were trapped. That's why God has to come and justify us, because we didn't want to do it. The prophet said, in works is faith expressed. He said we didn't want to do it. Because we were in his mind, as I told you last time. Can you say amen? Amen. It was a drama. Amen. But in that drama, we got married. Can you say amen? Amen. We got married. Amen. And that man, that husband, made things with, took those things as we did them. But as long as the husband is alive, we are still bound to him. I did this. I did that. I lied. I made mistake. Because marriage unites you and make you to identify with your husband. You know, people sometimes they got married for many years, and when you look to them, they look like they like. The husband come, they become like sister and brother. Do you know that? Because you are married, and marriage make you identify with your husband. Can you say amen? When you got married, they take your identification. Not like these days, huh? They say the wife got a right, she can keep his name. But not in those days. Amen. When you got married, even the name. You forfeit your family name. And take your husband's name. Can you say amen? Amen. That's why we too, when we become Christian, we take the name of our husband. Amen. Christ, Jesus. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen. In my name. Amen. You buried the name. Can you say amen? Amen? So you see, you take the identification of your husband when you get married. So we too, we got the identification. That's why we start identify ourselves. Oh, with ourselves. Let me say that. you see the confusion. So the soul married to self got confused. But God never created your soul to be the wife of self. God created your soul for himself. Can you say amen? He wanted to be the husband. Your soul is the feminine part of God. Hallelujah. Your soul, the wife of God. Your husband, your head. That's why we are priests. We are believing in the headship of God. And we are coming into the headship, into Christ. Amen. One day, there was a bride who was supposed to be a king's bride. She was supposed to bring a royal seed. But she was married, trapped, with a wrong husband, with a wrong marriage, Bathsheba. She was trapped and married to Uriah. Is that so? How we call Uriah? Uriah, yes. She was married to Uriah, but she was not supposed to be the wife of Uriah. But she was trapped. Then one day the king saw her and lust after her. Let me tell you, your soul is the object of lust of Christ. Amen. He lusts after your soul. Amen. He wants your soul. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen. David called her and stayed with her. And she got a seed. She conceived. And she came. She told him that this is what happened. And now David wanted to cover the mistake and the sin. He called Uriah. And he wanted to make Uriah be the father of that seed. But the people said, as long as the husband is alive, it's an adulteress. It's a sin. Although she was supposed to be the wife of the king, but not before Uriah is dead. You find many people in the denominations, they got the Holy Spirit. That's true. But the Holy Spirit, they got with the old husband. The husband is still alive. Can you say amen? And you can see it in their lives. I did this, I did. And what they did, it's true. It's a miracle of God. That's why he said, I've never knew you. Amen. Go away from me. Amen. We have preached in your name. We have baptized in your name. We prayed for in your name. He said, I've never know you. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen. Make sure that the old nature is dead. Amen. The old husband is dead. Amen. Before you get married to Christ. Amen. And you know the story. Uriah didn't want to take that chance. And then David found another way. He sent him with a letter, a sealed letter. Uriah took himself, brought himself the letter that was dealing with his death. That's why self brought us to church, not knowing that he's coming for his own death. Because it was sealed.
what was in the book. The book was sealed. Can you say amen? And when they break the seals, they look inside the city. Hey, this man must die. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Self brought us to church, but he must die.
Amen.
Do you say amen?
Amen?
And then when Uriah died, you see, and that seed died too. Because God could not accept that. Can you say amen?
Amen?
It was sin. It was a product of sin. But after death of Uriah, she was free.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So she was bound as long as self was alive.
Amen.
So whatever you have done in your life from today, it's not you.
Amen.
Unless you keep identifying yourself, your soul with self.
Yes.
Are you with me?
Amen.
That's why we see in the message, God said, the thing you have to overcome is yourself.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
The thing you have to overcome is? Is Brother Joseph?
No.
Your wife?
No.
Yourself?
Yes.
I want to go slowly. When can I stop?
When
can you give me my what? In my office, white. I want, with the grace of God, to pass you something here. That can help you.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
So, the thing you have to overcome is yourself.
Amen.
Yourself. God can't just say things without meaning. God means what he says.
Amen.
He knows why he's saying.
Amen.
I'm not saying this is not only for eternal life. This is not only for heaven, to make heaven. Even in your daily life,
amen,
the thing you have to overcome,
amen,
it's yourself.
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Amen.
It's yourself. We got married and God has used many types. As we read here, with the type of marriage. Just to bring, to convey to us the idea of separating ourselves with selves. But before we understand this, let me show you. I think I've spoke about this one time, but we'll come back again. Let me read to let you see where the mistake came in. Amen?
Amen.
The prophet said, you know, I would say this identification, identified with Christ. You know, there is in the country today so many dissatisfied people. And it's amazing when you get around and find out so much dissatisfaction. This is not only outside there, even among us. You find among believers too much dissatisfaction. Sometimes even the way you sit in the church, you can see that you are dissatisfied. You are not satisfied being here. Your posture can just betray you. You are not satisfied. And this is a disease all over the world. It follows us even in the church.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
People are not satisfied. My. People hardly know what they want to do. This dissatisfaction comes from because people don't, they are lost. They don't know what they must do. They come down the road about 70 and 8 miles an hour and 30 miles zone, slide the brakes and turn around the corner and start up with such speed till they burn their tires half off to go a city block to set and talk a while. Seems like people don't know what they do want.
Amen.
Some of them get so disturbed until they go down the drugstore and purchase for themselves a bottle of arsenic or sulfuric acid or something and commit suicide. They found them laying dead. Some will turn their gas jets on in the room or set in the automobiles with the pipe of the carbon monoxide gas, trying to get away from life. Some of them will climb up to the bridge and write a little note and stick it on their coat and lay it down and plunge themselves to death in the river, jumping off mountains, high towers. And some will take a pistol and put it up their head and actually blow their brains out. They are just dissatisfied. The hospitals are full of dissatisfied people. The insane institutions are the overrun, dissatisfied. They don't know what they do want. There seem to be something that they are reaching after, but they just never come to it. And also we found that homes, which is the backbone of the nation of the church, we found homes broke up, divorce courts just overrun with divorces, juvenile delinquency of mothers leaving their little children with babysitters and taking off out to work and somewhere when their husband got good jobs. But they are just not dissatisfied. They are just not satisfied to be a mother and stay home. They are not satisfied to dress like ladies. They want to dress like men. Men want to be like women. They just seem to be something wrong somewhere. And people are reaching for something and can't find it. That pitiful condition to be into. They've looked everywhere to find something to make themselves an example. This is the secret. People are trying to find someone or something that will be their examples. That's why you see even the message till today, we're still doing that. We're still following. And now, with the internet on, you can see all the world in just a few minutes. And people start trying to copy the other church, copy the other minister, because there is something in people. They try to find an example. Amen. They're trying to impersonate a person. They've taken for their standard life what they found at the end. These little fellows will turn out to be gangster robbers. Men turn out to be gamblers and lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Would just seem to see that there is no satisfaction among the people. What makes them do it? Yeah. It's for a cause. Why make people to want to be like someone? And dissatisfaction comes from what? Because when they try to be like someone, and then they find after that it doesn't satisfy them. Because men can't satisfy you.
Amen.
Nothing on earth will satisfy you. And the point is, what is the cause of looking for something? It's a nature. God gave them that nature.
Amen.
Brother, every one of us, we have that nature.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
That's what God said. Let's make man in our own image. So you are in the image. You must be in the image of God. You must have an example first. You'll never be neutral. You must have something to reflect. Can you say amen? And that thing to reflect was God himself. Now people, because of sin, they lost that. And now they are looking in a wrong direction. For an example, they must have something that they want to be like. An objective in life. They want to be a movie star or a cowboy or something of that idea. You see, I was hearing on the radio coming home where some great Italian man Endeavor was trying to play a Apollon Cassidy, something with a loaded gun. Instead of that, he's going to be a Chester the rest of his life. He shot his kneecap off. There you are. But they are trying to find something. Listen, to identify themselves with. Identity. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen? That's why he's preaching identified with Christ. So God, when he created us, he made us in his own image. So that we will thirst after him. And only when God is in us, then we are satisfied. As long as God is not there, there will be a dissatisfaction. Because only God can fill that place. But because of sin, man forgot that is supposed to reflect God. And he start looking for identification, identity in other things. Can you say amen? Instead of identifying himself with God, he start looking the identification in other things. God made them an example. They want an example, but God made for them an example to be identified with. That was when he made Jesus Christ to become your savior. That the example that what people want should want to be identified with Jesus. To be like him. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen? Do you love him? Amen. Do you appreciate him? Amen. Brother, before I continue, let me read again something here. God made a man to desire to have an example. God gave him an example. That example is Jesus Christ. To be identified with him. If we would be more like him, then there wouldn't be so many big shots in the world. There wouldn't be any angry children in the world. There wouldn't be any whiskey and drinking or gambling. God gave us an example to be like, but we refuse to be it. They got the desire. God has given them that desire. But they've turned it into the wrong way. It's time to return back. This is, and when you go back down, when he said, if we took Christ as an example, then we'll fire all the police in the country. We won't have any more need of policemen. Can you say amen? Amen? So your soul, God made it to be an example. And to have an example, I mean. And the example is Jesus. Amen. But with sin, when we came into the world, all of us have forgotten about our souls. Amen. Amen. Yeah. No one, because it took the Savior himself to come and save us. Because once you are lost, you are lost. There is no way for you back. Can you say amen? Then we can check how many time you spend with your soul. Just speak about it. Even going to Jesus, it's far, so far. Start with your soul. Because you can't look for the identification with Christ if you are not in contact first with your soul. First of all is to realize where is your soul first. Sometimes it becomes like I'm speaking in Chinese when we speak about soul. We have heard about it for a long time. From the time we come to this message, or in the, we read the Bible, we know about the soul. But how many of us can say that I commune with my soul? This day I have communed with my soul. We are more occupied with things outside. Our job. Our money. Because that's where our identity is. We have left the soul. We don't see what is the state of our soul. We don't look ourselves as souls. But the prophet said, yesterday he told us, the most important thing in man is his soul. May our heart continually be set on thee, and we know, Lord, that money, property, things of the world have no meanings. They are just temporal. All must go. Our jobs, our places, our friends, everything must go. No matter how rich, how poor, how popular, or unpopular we are, it all must go. But there is only one thing that our being here is centered around, and that's Jesus Christ. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen? Everything must go. I got the baptism, you'll say, I got the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. That has nothing to do with it. That's just only a temporal gift for you. The real gift is your soul. Down in there. That's born of God. That control the whole thing to the word of God. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? So before we look to our identity, let's come back to our souls first. Let us speak about our soul. Because Jesus said, told us, you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Free from self. Free from sin. Free from the world. When you know the truth, can you say amen? We need to know the truth before we are sure to be set free. And if we will know the truth, you'll be set free.
Amen.
They asked Brother Abraham, what is the difference between the body, soul, and spirit? What difference is there between body, spirit, soul, and spirit? He said, the body is the flesh that you look at and must rot. Like it or not, it must rot. It was born by sexual desire of father and mother. It must rot. It's not good. It's not good. Therefore, in the new birth, in the resurrection, when you are brought forth again in a new body, it will be creative power that will speak like it did to Adam, and you'll come forth. Amen?
Amen.
The body is the flesh you look at, but it must rot. As we saw last time, its value is 84 cents. Are you with me? Its value is 84 cents. And now the prophet said, give us the difference between the body,
the soul, and the spirit. See, no, the flesh, the body is the one we are looking at. So the prophet is trying to tell you that you are not the body. The body is something that pertains to you. And identifying yourself with the body is a great mistake. Are you with me? As I told you, first of all, let me speak to you about identification. What we call to identify. Because identification comes from, identify comes from idem, which means same, as same. And facere, which means to make. No, to identify means to make as same. Understand? You make something as same. That's identification. Identity. Can you say amen?
Amen?
When you give your passport, they check the photo. And they look at you. To check if it's the same. He want to identify you. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So when you make something as same with you, you become that thing. And there is a desire in people to make themselves as something else.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen?
And when you identify with that thing, whatever happens to that thing will happen to you.
Amen.
Can you say amen? Amen? That's why when they crash your car, you feel happy?
No.
Do you feel happy?
No.
Why? Because you identify. But when they crash my car, it doesn't hurt you. You don't feel any sadness because you are not the same with my car. To ever carry it a nice thing. Understand? It's very important to have a car, but to identify yourself with the car, it becomes a problem. Because you are more than the car. Can you say amen? You are more than a car. Do you understand that? You can't bring, when you identify yourself with things, you bring your identity down. You devaluate yourself. You understand that? You bring your value down, but you are supposed to identify with God. The highest value in life is God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
To have a church is a good thing, but to identify with this church becomes a problem. Because it becomes your church. When they speak against the church, they speak against you. You start suffering. But church is not you. You are higher than the church. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Same thing with your body. This thing, it's a lie in itself. But we so identify to it. Until you are ready to kill someone if they touch it. One day you didn't have this body, but you were there. Your soul was there. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? And when your body came and your soul came into the body, so your soul is before the body. Can you say amen? And when the body stops, your soul will keep living. So how can you reduce your existence to something like this?
Amen.
He spoke against my head. It's just your head. That's not you. Can you say amen? People become they start suffering. Oh, I'm not good. I'm not this. I'm not tall. I'm not short. I'm not this. I'm not thin.
What? It's just a form? You start suffering because I'm fat. Fat what? You are not fat. Your body is fat. Don't identify with your fat body. Can you say amen? You become complex inferiority because I'm fat. And you start reading all those books, the magazines, they put the top models, they are fleas like, I don't know, like sticks. And they tell you that this is a model. Which model? Amen. The model is Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. God is a model. Amen. My God. Amen. You know the truth. And the truth will set you free. Amen. Free from this body. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen. You find some sisters that start suffering when they start the soul, the wrinkles start coming. They start suffering. You can suffer as long you want. It will come up. Amen. The problem, stop identifying yourself with your wrinkles. How can you identify yourself with what belongs to you? We are so good into identifying. Until I can beat you if you speak against my Mercedes. Me, I want Mercedes. We identify even with cars make. I got a friend of mine in South Africa. He likes BM. Wow. When he'll see me with a Mercedes, he'll come. This is not a good car. Man, they don't pay you. Why are you doing marketing for this car, for BM? You so identify, you become BM. Yes. BM is not your uncle. Amen. Or your relative. They make money. Amen. Out of you. Now you are making their out their publicity. Because you feel it's mine. And if they speak against BM or Mercedes, you start suffering. Amen. My. Amen. You know the truth. Yes. The truth will set you free. Can you say amen? The body is what you see. It must rot. Let me tell you, brothers, sisters. Nothing wrong to take care of your body. You must do it. Because you need a healthy body. For God to work through it. But not, you should not identify yourself until it becomes you. The soul is higher. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen. Soul is higher than the body. Amen. How many times do we spend on our bodies? I'm telling you, check. All of us. We have been working for years. For some of us. Just to keep the body going. To keep it fit. To keep it fed. To keep it dressed up. We have consumed our energies. And this, if you got a chance, it will be there for maybe for 100 years only. But most of us is 70 years. Around that. You are gone. So look how many time, energy we spend for something that will stay for such a short time. Yes. Steve Jobs accumulated billions, but he left them. You can keep a lot of money, but for what period of time? You leave it. You leave this. You work hard. I'm trying to show you. You work hard for this body. And around 70, 80, 90, you are gone. So whatever you have done, it's wasted. It's wasted. Are you with me? But here, brothers and sisters, you got something that will live with you eternally. The soul will live with you eternally. If we can spend so such energy for such short time, why can't we take all our time, our energy, our strength, invest into our souls. Because this is the thing we will live with it eternally. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Your soul is the most important thing. We have forgotten that we are souls. And even our brothers, sisters, we don't look them as souls. We look them as bodies. This body got made out of weaknesses. You know that. Your own body can tell you. So if you got weaknesses, every one body also got weaknesses. And if you stop looking to your brother as a body, you know, you see what you are doing? You'll keep condemning. You'll keep judging, despising. But you forget that behind this body you are looking, this weak body, there is a precious soul which comes from God. Can you say amen? If I can touch that soul, brings it into a presence of the light of Christ, finish. Can you say amen? Stop looking at each other as bodies. This body comes into all with a lot of weaknesses. With influences from our forefathers. DNA working on us. Can you say amen? Cultures working on us. Tribes working on us. The spirit of the country working on us. So this body has got a lot of shocks coming into the world. So you never see a perfect body. Never try to perfect this body. It will never be perfected until Christ comes. Can you say amen? And change and give us a glorified body. So stop looking to each other. Don't look at your wife as a body. You'll keep judging, you'll keep condemning, you'll keep fussing. But look beyond that. There is something precious. Can you say amen? A part of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I love him. Amen. Not you. Amen. Brother Branham, please explain the difference between the spirit and the soul. He said, like I said the other day, this is my hand. This is my finger. This is my nose. This is my eyes. But who is me? Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. This is my hand. This is my nose. But who's me? I'm sorry, brother. I know that I have a black color, but I'm not a black. I got a black color, but with a white soul. Don't make me identify with my skin. Amen. I'm happy. It's a blessing God gave me. Amen. To show the different colors in his garden. Amen. But this is not me. Amen. It just belongs to me. Amen. I am a soul. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen? When I look myself as a soul, I don't have any complex of inferiority or superiority with my brother, my white brother, because I can see behind him a white soul. Amen. A soul from God. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen? Can you say amen? Amen? You got white people with a black soul. Amen. Black people with a black soul. Black people with black soul too. So we must look through the body. Amen. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Amen. Brother, soul is the most important thing. You know, one day there was a king. He was a king? Oh, a rich man. What Jesus said, he said, I got many things. I got all the riches. Now my soul be satisfied. Whatever. And God said, you stupid. I'm going to call your soul today. And he took, as soon as God took his soul out, huh? It's like an inflated tower. deflated tower. Poof. So your soul, even the clothes you have, it's because the soul is still there. If you can speak, it's because of your soul is there. Once the soul gets out, finish. So that's the most important thing. We should be occupied, brother. Can you say amen? We should be busy about with our souls. So we leave the most important thing. Brother, sister, if the soul leaves you, maybe, such brother has passed on, will just be said, oh, brother Jex is gone. Oh, my shame. But that will be for 1 week. Then we forget you. Understand? They'll forget you. Maybe your family will stick with the memories for 1 year if you have a chance. But after that, finish. They forget you. So the soul should be the most important thing in us. Amen. We must be careful. That's why the prophet say, you'll do everything. Everything to keep your body. You'll have bodyguards. You'll feed it. You'll sue the restaurant that gives you a spider in your soup. But when it comes to the soul, you allow anything. Is that so? We are so neglecting. We have so neglected our soul. We leave it alone. We leave it in the hand of self. Amen. My. He said, man, when he chooses as the days go on, we find men continually getting worse, choosing rather to walk by sight than instead of by faith, by the unseen. When he does that, he robs the inner man, which is the soul. That the eternal part of man. Brother, sisters, we so identified with things outside of us, with self, till self and those things start dictating or ruling and leading our life. Yes. Instead of our soul, because once you go back into your soul, the soul will tell you the truth. Yes. That it needs God. Yes. That's why the devil doesn't want you to deal from your soul. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen. He will bring you to your intellectual. Sometimes he make you a Christian, but an intellectual believer. But the soul is left alone. Because once you get in touch with the soul, the essence of life. Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen.
This is beyond. Let's go slowly. I want you to catch something. Amen. It looks like I'm jumping something. Sorry. Let me come back, okay? The prophet said, the pastor said, I can.
Try to. Hallelujah.
Amen. Now, listen. This is my finger, my hand. This is my finger. This is my nose. This is my eyes. But who's me? Who's me that this belongs to? It's what on the inside of me. The intelligence. So, there is an intelligence in you. The soul. The intelligence is not in your brain. The brain is just a matter. But the intelligence, it comes from the soul. Because the soul is the part of God. You see? If these eyes
and this end, and this body stood here just here today. I could, my body could be here, but me could be gone. I am. Whoever I am inside of me has gone on. That's the part. That the spirit is the nature, the soul is the nature of that spirit. When the Holy Ghost comes upon you, it does not do anything. It changes or converts your spirit to a different soul. That soul is a different nature. That's on that spirit. So the soul is the nature of your spirit. Your brain is not where first you were mean, evil, hatred, and malice, and strife. Now you are loving, sweet, kind. See the difference? It's your nature. It's your soul that has been changed. The old soul died. The new soul, which is the new nature, was born into you. Your brain is not your intelligence. It's your spirit that is in you, is your intelligence. See? Your brain is a bunch of matter and cells and so forth. It has no intelligence in itself. Amen. So the prophet here is helping us because we said we'll know the truth and the truth will set us free. Now he has showed us that we are not our body. Amen.
Amen.
You can understand now why soul is the most precious and important thing in God.
Amen.
And the prophet said, the salvation of a soul is more important in all the activities of the kingdom of God. Whatever we can do, if the end is not saving souls, we are working in vain. And you know why you are not after the lost souls? It's because yourself you are lost. I'm sorry to tell you that. You can be in the church, but you are lost. With God's grace, I'll prove it to you. That many people are still lost. They think that they're saved because they've adhered to the church. They've come to a church. They've joined a church. No, that's not salvation.
Amen.
We're talking about the salvation of the soul.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Once a soul is saved, start from that time, it will go for other souls. If you are not burning for lost souls, check yourself, your status. There is something wrong somewhere. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Whoever you are, even if you are just a student, you can't stay in the same class and let people do whatever they do. And you say, no, they don't believe what you are believing. Just speak. Go beyond the body. Can you say amen? Go look for them like Jesus went to the prison. You can also go.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Don't condemn anyone until you have presented to him the word.
Amen.
The way of salvation.
Amen.
We are so interested in our bodies that we are not interested in our souls. Even the souls of our children. It doesn't mean anything to us. We are ready to condemn even our children, judging our children. They don't come to church. They don't. Do you pray for their souls?
Amen.
Have you prayed for their souls? What do you do to get the soul into the presence of God?
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen.
People prefer to go after the outside man. But he said, it's your soul which is the most, which counts, is the inward man. That did not come from the earth, it came from heaven. That the eternal part of the human being.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Do you love him?
Amen.
Do you appreciate him?
Amen.
Amen. Now, let's move a bit. We are not our bodies. We are not.
our brains. Amen?
Amen.
We are not our race.
Amen.
That's why we say our. Yeah. But the problem is when our thing becomes us, then it's danger. Mm-hmm. When you touch to my nationality, are you with me?
Amen.
The problem is not my nationality. It's the eye that is invested in the nationality. That's the problem. Because when you go to your country with your nationality, you start fighting between yourselves. Now you start fighting tribes. It's no more my nationality. It becomes my tribe. And when you get into your own tribe, you fight again. It's not my clan. And when you got in the clan, no, it's, we will fight. It's not my family. You understand? It's not the problem of family, of nationality, of race. No, it's a problem of I. As long as I put myself in, I identify with the thing, then I have to defend it. But that is a lie. Can you say amen?
Amen.
You are more than that.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
You are eternal life that God brought into time.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
To express himself.
Yes.
Go beyond those forms.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, it showed also that we are not ourselves. There is two persons that lead us. One must lead us. Outward man is self. This is the most difficult part.
Yes.
It's very easy to disunify, disidentify you with your body. But with self, it's a problem.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
The prophet said here, you are what you are in your soul, not in your mind, not in your reasoning. We are not our bodies. Now the prophet said, we are not our mind. Even if your mind is so good, even if it's so perfect, huh? You are not your mind.
Amen.
And self lives in the mind.
Amen.
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 Yes.
Amen.
Self is the intellectual part of you.
Amen.
Are you with me? When you come to the soul, there is no mental or intellectual thinking.
Amen.
Soul is life.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
That's what the prophet said. You are what you are in your soul, but not in your mind.
Amen.
You mistake. You do mistake when you take your mind as you.
Amen.
And this is where we want to agree to get now. Because we are dying. We went out of garden Eden because of this. Your mind. You take it so seriously that you think that whatever you have in your thought, it's God.
Yes.
The prophet said, man was not made to think by himself.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Man was not made to think by himself. That's why the Bible says, let the mind that was in Christ be in you.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
So the mind is a tool that God gives us for him to express his thought through us.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
And now the devil comes and uses it against God.
Amen.
And he starts making us thinking in ourselves instead of letting the mind of God being in us.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
Thinking. Let me read it, something again here before I made some comment. Do you see? Yeah. As I was saying a few days ago, either here or somewhere, speaking on the lie detector. Now notice close now. I want you to pay a close attention. Put a lie detector on you and you try to impersonate that truth. Try to say that it's truth. But down on the inside of you, in the subconscious, lays a place called the soul. The intellectual mind does not govern that vibration of the system. Oh my. You want to say that this man is just a seventh grade primary school? This is a higher science. Are you with me? He said, on the inside of you, there is a soul. But this intellectual mind does not govern that vibration of the system. So the intellectual mind doesn't touch your soul. Are you with me?
Amen.
Whatever you think with your intellectual mind, it's not of God.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
And the mind is only a director. It will direct you. And it's very incapable of bringing you to God. Your mind. You cannot know God by your mind.
Amen.
You know the truth. The truth will set you free. It's easy to know that you are dealing with yourself. Just check the mind that's going into you.
Amen.
Huh? Just check. Even when I'm speaking, maybe your mind is going there. What do you want to say? Maybe he's attacking me. Maybe he's preaching against that. That's what I'm thinking about. That one. Exactly there. That's the guy I'm after. Are you with me? Are you with me? Yeah, we are going after him. We won't let him. Can you say amen?
Yes.
Amen? We are justified.
Yes.
He must die. God killed him there.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So he wants us to finish the work.
Amen.
By believing in what he did.
Yes.
Sometimes when I'm right preaching to you, the guy is working hard. Comparing. He can even, what he's saying is not wrong. It's wrong because the prophet said this. He can also quote the word. But still, is your mind. Because if it was God's mind, now it's a preaching. God is talking to you. You must stop thinking about your own thinking and receive what God is saying. This mind of us make enemies for nothing.
Amen.
While I'm preaching here, I look at the brother. Look at where he's sitting. He looks like he's not believing what I'm preaching. Huh? Who said that? Your mind.
Amen.
It's not God.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
One time you are just, they know. I see, Pastor Andrew, it looks like he does like love me, Mama. Even when I salute him at the church, I greet him, he doesn't look at me. And maybe I have to change the church now. He's very, very, he's not a good pastor, this man. And then the phone ring. Hello? I hear Pastor Andrew. Brother Joseph, how are you? Ah, fine, Pastor. Thank you. Then the guy changed state. Ah, he's a good pastor. Oh, just a minute ago, you say he was a wrong pastor. Your mind. Can you say amen?
Amen.
You are not your mind. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Stop judging people.
Amen.
Stop thinking about this, about that. No. Mind is not a reality.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
You can think things about someone, and once in your his presence, it's something else.
Amen.
And your mind won't ask you for forgiveness. You want to apologize.
Amen.
It'll just change, jump to another thing.
Yes.
Keep telling us now something else. It just keep you busy.
Amen.
There are some people who are so possessed by their mind.
Yes.
That they start even speak out. They start speaking out.
Yes.
Is that so?
Yes.
This man, you will see when I meet him. You want to check? He's taking chance of me. Eh? I'll show him. When you see that guy speaking like that, you call him what?
Mad.
Huh?
Mad.
Mad. Or mad or mad, I don't know. You see? Huh? Because he's so possessed by his mind that he got so excited that he started expressing out. You call him mad, because he come to express. So you too are mad, but who doesn't express it? So it's a difference in the degree of madness. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Your mind make us mad. That's why to be born again, you must die to your thoughts, to your mind. Can you say amen? Can you say amen?
Amen?
Even if it's become the good thought, it's still not God.
Amen.
The only good thought is the thought of Christ.
Amen.
Have in you the mind that was in Christ.
Amen.
Being the form of God,
Amen.
He didn't want to take himself as equal with God, but he humbled himself.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen? Let the mind of Christ comes in you. You stop judging people. You stop condemning people. Because when Christ came, he said, I don't condemn you. I forgive you. The Son of God didn't come to kill or condemn, but he came to forgive. If you get that mind in you, can you say amen? When they brought that adulterous woman to him, he never condemned her. Say, I don't condemn you. Go and sin no more. But how come we are condemning, judging, despising people every day? Why? Because we don't have the mind of Christ.
Amen.
Our mind are running us mad.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Wow. It's nice to have a prophet.
Amen.
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 Very good to have a prophet.
Amen.
You feel safe.
Amen.
So from this day, when I look at you, when you look to your brother, we look to each other, stop looking to the outside.
Amen.
Don't even look to the way he's thinking.
Amen.
Even if he said to you something, now you understand that it's not him.
Amen.
Don't take it personally. It's not your brother. Because the brother is not the thought, the mind. He is beyond that. Can you say amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen.
This intellectual mind does not govern that vibration. So there is no way for your mind to touch. It means this. Self or mind doesn't know nothing concerning your soul. It will be ignorant completely. And once you live in your thoughts, you stay in your mind, you are disconnected with your soul. And that's the job Satan is doing every day.
Amen.
Disconnect you. Keep you busy thinking this, thinking that, thinking this and other. But once you stop thinking those thoughts and come back into yourself, you start feeling and such a peace or an energy comes up from within, which is beyond intellect. Understand what I say? It's beyond your intellect, your thinking. It's more than thinking, because thinking, intellectual thinking, doesn't govern that whole prophecy. It doesn't touch that. It will direct you. It's very incapable of bringing you to God.
Amen.
Your mind is very incapable. Do you believe that?
Amen.
Can you say amen to the prophet?
Amen.
It's very incapable of bringing you to God.
Hallelujah.
Your mind. You cannot know God by your mind. My intellectual, it's one of the resources or the channels that will lead to it. But your soul is that is what governs you.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
What governs you? Your soul.
Amen.
Not your mind. Whatever, then he said, you are what you are by your soul.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
You are what you are by? By your spirit? By your body? By your belongings? No! You are what you are by your soul.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
So once you know that you are the soul, you are a soul. So you should not let anything impress you. Anything discourage you. Anything telling you that you are nothing. No, brothers, sisters. The soul is the most important thing in you. And you are what you are by your soul. So you understand, if you want to be blessed, the soul must be blessed first. If you want to be happy, your soul will make you happy.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So the real joy comes from within the soul.
Amen.
When you are in communion with your soul, that's where the peace comes.
Amen.
And when you are not in communion with your soul, peace is not there. You call it, I'm stressed.
Amen.
I'm stressed. When you say you are stressed, is what speaking? Your mind. But once you are connected with your soul, peace comes. Because in there is the presence of God. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Your soul is a part of God. Do you know that? How can I find the soul so that I'm going to finish now? You know, let's take example of a battery. You know the battery, even the car's battery, the battery for the cars? It's got a power. And that power is electricity. And the prophet said, no one knows what is electricity. They can see its manifestations, but no one knows it, what it is exactly. It's just God. Are you with me? Because no one knows what is it. But they can do things and utilize it. So when you got your battery, it's got the electricity in it. But only a part of it to a certain measure. And once the battery starts being used, it starts expand its energy. It starts consuming the energy. And the energy is going out, burning out the energy. And as it burns out the energy of the battery is going down until it will be flat. That's exactly your soul. Your soul is a part of eternal life. Understand? It is a part of energy of God. So God put it in you. As we live, we are expanding it. We are consuming it. And one day when it's flat, your day comes, finish, you are gone. But if you didn't take care for charging it eternally, connecting it to an eternal charger, can you say amen?
Amen.
While it's flat, it's flat. That's when some people say, I'm lost. He didn't take care of the soul. And now the energy is finished. He found himself lost. But once born again, it's like your battery in the car. It's connected to a generator. Which generator is turning with the engine. Can you say amen? As it consumed the energy, but it kept being charged. Can you say amen? That's what new birth is doing. It's reconnected you, hallelujah, to eternal life. So when your days finish here, you just change houses. You just change the dwelling place. You go the other side. Continue living eternally. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Do you love him? Do you appreciate him? I think I'll stop here, brother. We'll continue next time. May God bless you.
Wonderful. Let's stand, saints. Don't you appreciate the Lord?
Amen.
Amen. Jesus said that, the brother quoted it last night, great men, kings, desire to see those things, friends.
Amen.
Now there's people out there that you look at as being big people and know what they're doing. They don't understand these simple principles, which are so powerful and are so important. But God condescends from his greatness. And he comes down and he reveals to you the real secret of life.
Yes.
Our friends, your bank account may not be big like I say many times. You might not know your future next week or the week after, but you've got something far more precious than that. You've got the favor of God in your soul. There's nothing that can be as important as that. For God to visit you, for God to come and communicate personally with you, to reveal to you who you are and who you're not, to reveal to you what you should focus on and what don't pay attention to this. Friends, that's a secret that out of the 7 billion people on this planet, there's not many people who know that secret. But God has come down to you and to me to make these things known. That's the grace of God, friends. And because of that, we need to worship him. We need to worry, don't worry about what your mind's saying. Somebody said to me the other week, said, you took too long. I said, that's your mind saying it, not your soul. Because your soul wasn't saying it was too long. My soul wants more of this. But in your mind, something will come and say, but no, you've got to do this. You've got to forget about those things. Don't identify with those things. Forget about them. You can't pay your bills on a Sunday anyhow. Pay attention to your soul. No Sprite, they say, obey your thirst, but rather obey your soul. If you obey your soul, if that soul is born again, it'll never fail you. It'll take you straight to the North Star. Keep you pointed in that direction every time. And as you come and sit in His presence and you lay yourself aside and lay your understanding aside, your soul starts to express itself once again. That's why what He said to you and what your soul has declared to you in these meetings, be careful. Because when you get out of the atmosphere and you get back to work, get back to college, your mind's going to want to speak to you again. And if you're going to go and override now what God has been speaking to your soul by going and listening to what your mind said, all that the Lord's wanting to achieve inside of you in these meetings isn't going to be achieved.
Amen.
So I'd say, friends, let's obey the soul.
Amen.
It was wonderful. We really do so appreciate the word. May the Lord be glorified. Let's come to a time of worship before we dismiss.
I love Him, how I adore Him, my bread, my sunshine, my all in all, the great Creator, He became my Savior. His glory down from His glory, ever living story. My God and Savior King and Jesus was born in a manger.
He was born in a manger.
Sorrows, griefs, and anger. Oh, oh, how I love.
We love You, Lord.
Oh, how I adore.
We adore You, Lord.
My bread, my sunshine.
My bread and my sunshine. What condensation bringing us redemption? Oh, that in the dead of night, not one faint hope inside. The gracious,
He was gracious and tender.
He laid aside His splendor,
stepping to
to save us. Oh, we love You, Lord. Oh, how I love.
We love You, Lord.
How we adore You, Lord.
My bread, my sunshine.
My bread and my sunshine.
happy day that fixed my choice on thee, my Savior and my God. Let's sing that song. It's a happy day.
Happy day, it's my joy to be my Savior and my God. Oh, 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 if I rejoice and tell it back, it's all a happy day.
Higher ground. Don't you want higher ground? The word ministers us to higher ground. Each time he deals with your soul, he's taking you to higher ground. Your heart has no desire to stay. Where doubts arise and fears dismay. Some may dwell where these abound, but my prayer, my aim, it's higher ground. Let's sing that song.
Passing on the upward way. You had something every day, still praying. I'm overbound, look like my feet on higher. Oh, look at me, I'm in the distance. My feet on head, it's stable. Oh,
It's a prophecy. There shall be showers of blessing. Precious reviving again. Is that not true? Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. Our friends, a foretaste of good things. Wonderful.
There shall be showers of blessing. Oh, this is a promise of love.
Brother Joseph so much answered Sister Lydia's desire when she was saying about rejoicing. Friends, that your soul is always rejoicing as a believer if it's born again. And you know when your soul rejoices the most is in adversity, in troubles, in trials. That's when your soul rejoices. The outward man doesn't rejoice in those kind of things.
Amen.
So if you're going to focus on the outward man and how you feel about things and how you think about things, you're not going to rejoice. But if you listen to your soul in the midst of that trial, your soul is rejoicing. Your soul is saying, this is an opportunity for me to grow. This is an opportunity for me to express myself. That's the one. So there's peace in the valley, friends. There's peace in the valley.
Well, I'm tired
and so weary.
Oh, and I must go along
till the Lord comes and calls me away.
Just to really appreciate the ministry of the word over this weekend. It's the grace of God. So do appreciate Brother Tom. Just so appreciate Brother Joseph. Thank you so much, Brett. It was wonderful stuff. I remember when you first stood at the beginning and said, I'm not prepared. So if it's not good, please forgive me.
Amen.
Brother, it was a really wonderful time.
Amen.
We do appreciate it. The Lord knows what He's doing. So we do appreciate it.
Amen.
If you've got a need, just as Brother Dave would pray, lift it up before the Lord. Please pray for me. I'm preaching for Brother Tom this evening at his church. So I really would ask for your prayer there as well.
In that resurrection morning, when the trump of God shall sound, we shall rise. Hallelujah. We shall rise. Oh, then the saints will come rejoicing, and no tears will there be found. We shall rise. We shall rise, hallelujah, we shall rise, amen, we shall rise, hallelujah, in that resurrection morning, when death's prison bars are broken, we shall rise, hallelujah, we shall rise. In the resurrection morning, what a meeting it will be. We shall rise, hallelujah, we shall. Oh, when our fathers, and our mothers, and our loved ones, we shall see, we shall rise, hallelujah.
shall rise. Hallelujah, we shall rise. In the resurrection morning, this authority is to me. We shall rise, hallelujah, we shall rise. I shall see my blessed Savior, who so freely died for me. We shall rise, hallelujah, we shall rise. We shall rise, hallelujah, we shall rise, amen, we shall rise, hallelujah, in the resurrection morning, when the prison are broken, we shall rise, hallelujah, we shall rise, in the resurrection morning, we shall sleep him in the end. We shall rise, hallelujah, we shall rise, and be carried up to glory, to my home so bright and fair. We shall rise, hallelujah, we shall rise, oh, we shall rise, hallelujah, we shall rise, amen, we shall rise, hallelujah. Bars are broken, shall rise, hallelujah, we shall rise.
Amen. Let's bow our heads, saints. Most gracious Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Lord, we approach thee, Father, with thanksgiving. Amen. Father God, for your faithfulness, Lord.
Amen.
Father, for your loving kindness unto us, O God.
Amen.
Father, how we thank you, Lord, indeed. Even, Father, for revealing your word further unto us, O God.
Amen.
Father, especially at this time, Lord, where, Father God, we remember the greatest event, Lord, which happened, Lord, on earth for us.
Amen.
Father God, that you should come down yourself, Lord. Father, and be the willing sacrifice, O God.
Amen.
To conquer death, hell, and the grave, Lord, for us, O God.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we do thank you, O Lord. We thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. And Father, how, Lord, even at this time, we want to be identified, Lord, even with our sacrifice, Lord.
Amen.
Father God, Lord, we know, Father, even as a prophet taught us, that, Lord, we can't come into your presence and go out the same way, O God.
Amen.
Father, so we believe and we know, O God, that, Father, when we've left your house, Lord, Father, surely we cannot be the same, Lord.
Amen.
Father, and we're trusting that each and every soul in this place, Lord, will go out better, O God.
Amen.
Father God, Lord, we do thank you, Lord, for song. We do thank you for testimony. We thank you, Lord, for all that you allowed your children, Lord, to do.
Amen.
Father God, in glorifying your name, Lord. Father, in appreciation for what you've done for each and every one of us.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you indeed for the faithfulness of your word.
Amen.
That where two or three are gathered,
Amen.
Lord, you said you'd be there. Father
Amen.
God, and your presence was with us, Lord.
Amen.
We felt it, but furthermore, Lord, you spoke even unto our souls, O God.
Yes.
Father, we do thank you for that, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you are the mighty conqueror.
Amen.
Father God, we thank you, Lord, that you bring in us more in contact with our soul.
Yes.
Father, that there'll be less of self, Lord. Father, till he's dead.
Amen.
That, Lord, it's only you that's left within us, O God.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we know even as with each passing day is a day closer, Father, to your coming. And how, Lord, we see you preparing your bride, Lord.
Amen.
Preparing us by your word, Lord. Giving us this enlightenment, O God. Father, that we'll no longer be under the bondage of the enemy, Lord.
Amen.
Father God, for even as you said, Lord. Lord, when the truth comes, Lord, the truth will set you free.
Amen.
Father, how we do appreciate it, Lord.
Yes.
Father, and we pray more so. Lord God, let us not be forgetful hearers.
Amen.
Oh God, but Lord, let us take time, Lord.
Yes.
Father, Lord, even as Moses did, Lord, when he observed the burning bush, Lord. He looked aside, Lord, to see, but why?
Yes.
Father God, give us that grace, Lord, that Father, when we'd go to our homes, Lord. Father, may we not continue in the same way we did before.
Amen.
But oh Lord, give us grace, Lord, to just call a halt, Lord.
Amen.
Father God, Lord, though we may be doing well, our desires to do better.
Amen.
Father,
Amen.
You said, let he who thinks he stand take heed lest he fall.
Amen.
Amen.
Give us grace. Give us mercies, O Lord. Father, even as you've tended, Lord, unto our needs. Amen. Father God, we do praise and thank you, O Lord.
Amen.
Father, we thank you, Lord, for the vessels which you used, Lord, during this time.
Amen.
Father, how they allowed, Lord, Brother Tommy, Lord, Brother Luvanza.
Amen.
Father God, they put themselves aside and allowed for your spirit, O God, to minister to your people. Father, bless them, Lord. Restore unto them virtue. Father God, bless their families, Lord. Bless their desires, O God. May they continue in the way, Lord, that you have directed and guided them, O Father. Heavenly Father God, we want to pray, Lord. You know, Father, the needs and desires of your children, Lord. Even now, you see the raised hands. How we ask of thee, O God, that you grant grace, Lord. Father, meet every need, Lord, whatsoever it would be. Father God, Lord, we're just trusting, Lord, not in ourselves. But Lord, even Lord, Father, we trust in the Lamb, that perfect Lamb, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Father God, Lord, we want to put as well our pastor before you.
Amen.
Father God, continue to direct, guide, and lead him, Lord, as you have done. Father, even upon this day, as he goes together with the saints, Lord.
Amen.
Father, how we pray that, Lord Jehovah, you'd grant him grace and mercies, Lord.
Amen.
Father, Lord, I pray that it be not him, but, oh God, that you'd speak to your children there.
Amen.
Father, just bless them, oh God. Bless him, Lord. Give him strength. Give him what he needs, Father.
Amen.
Lord God, we just pray we commit this to thee.
Amen.
Father, we may have forgotten, Lord, someone. We may have forgot something. But, oh God, we're trusting that you see and know all things, Lord.
Amen.
Be merciful, Lord. We pray even once again for our brother Junior, Lord.
Amen.
Father God, what a blessing he is, Lord, and how we do mercy.
Amen.
But, Lord God, needs be that he travel, Lord, to the Netherlands, Lord.
Amen.
We pray that your grace and mercies will be with him there.
Amen.
Father God, may he shine, Lord God. May he so, Lord, bear testimony, Lord God, that is, Lord, your purchase, O God. Father, be with him, protect him, Lord, provide his needs while he's there. Lord God, just be merciful to him, Lord. Even, Lord, the visitors in our gates, we know there's no visitor in your house. But, Lord, we trust, Lord, that their being here was not in vain. Father, but instead, O God, if they don't know you, they know you now, O Lord. Heavenly Father, we do commit all these things to you, Father. We give praise, we give glory unto your name, Lord, as we give thanks to you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Amen.
Amen. Saints, let's dismiss singing that song, Justified. Aren't you glad you're justified? You never did it in the first place. You're justified. And God bless you. Traveling mercy, send that are traveling. May God be with you until we meet again.
I was sitting alone and wondering about what I'm supposed to do. I can't deny that times I make mistakes and then I grow meaning you. But I knew deep within my soul I felt sorry, honest I do. So I just cried and said, forgive me Lord, forgive me again. Justified, justified. You have not done it in the first place. You justified, justified, justified. You have not done it in the first place. You justified. So often I'm discouraged when I count the times I fail. Cause he promised I'd be victorious, so I know I'm not at all. Yet I learned the biggest dream. His voice weakened my soul. I said you've not got it in the first place. You just did. Hallelujah, justify, justify. You have not done it
in the first
place. Oh, you justify, justify, justify. You have not done it in the first place. You justify. Perfect picture without pain, smart wrinkle. He didn't look at you where you are now.
He moved from eternity. He said, you just trapped in that body. You bypassed your theophany. You have not done it in the first place. You justified.
Hallelujah.
I'm justified. Justified.